Earlier this year, the state tested 16 schools to see if there was lead in the drinking water. And every single school turned up traces in at least one of its taps. Five of the schools had elevated levels that required immediate action. Now the state says more schools should be tested, but there isn't enough money to support a statewide testing program. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The water crisis in Flint, Michigan brought attention to the dangers of lead leaching into drinking water from old pipes. Lead was used in plumbing fixtures into the 1950s, and it wasn't outlawed in solder until 1988. Health Commissioner Mark Levine says lead has been showing up in other states that have been testing the water in schools. And he says the results from Vermont's pilot study highlight the need to test more schools here.
This pilot does instruct us, and that was why our recommendation was, that we should expand this to a more uniform policy. That's the health department's recommendation to protect the brains of our children.
Lead is a toxic metal, and children are especially susceptible to its harmful health effects. Their developing bodies and brains readily absorb the material, and the Vermont Department of Health says there is no safe level of lead in the body. Levine says while there isn't money to start a statewide testing program, he hopes school districts with older buildings begin to think about testing their water.
Everyone knows that lead is bad for developing brains. And if you just look at the expense for one child who may have learning or behavioral disabilities related to the fact that they had a high lead level, the cost of anything we've talked about would pale in comparison to the cost that supporting that one child would take.
Eight states require schools to test their drinking water for lead, and this report did not recommend that Vermont follow that path. Governor Phil Scott says he wants schools to start testing sooner rather than later, and he promises to find the funding to support the program.
I accept that we have a responsibility to test every school for water quality in terms of what our children are ingesting, and we'll figure out how to pay for it. But I agree, we have to pay attention to that. The health risk is dramatic.
Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Emily Bodecker says the report will be used to determine if further action is needed in Montpelier.
There are many different types of programs, so we've got to figure out what is the right type of program for Vermont. And I anticipate there will be some recommendations from the administration, and I also anticipate this conversation will continue with the legislature.
The report lays out some actions schools can take right away, such as shutting down water lines that aren't used much, flushing out water lines after a holiday or weekend, or installing a filter. Bodecker says it's quickly becoming a national issue, and the Environmental Protection Agency is making money available to help states get rid of the lead in the water systems. The report says schools should expect to spend about $12 per fixture if they want to start a testing program before any state or federal money is available. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.